Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 16th of September, and right now it's almost clear with a few scattered clouds on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts thunderstorms in the afternoon, with temperatures ranging between low of 26 to high of 32, and with a heat index on 36. Southerly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of rain is on 60%. Later on, we can expect overcast with thunderstorms, then chance of a thunderstorm and rain after midnight. Southerly winds again at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of a rain at night is on 80%. Morning humidity was on 74 and it will drop on 60% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 86%, and the full moon will be on Thursday morning in Pisces. Today at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to an open platform with suggested agenda. Decision-making process at Mati Mandir for the designs and the work to be done and formulation of a mandate for the next executives. Secondly, brief report of the entry task force, and third, additional members for the housing task force. Fourth, selection of the next topics from among the list of important issues, and those would be either the selection process for major working groups, or community participation in planning the city, or land exchange, or economy, or term of office for members of major working groups, or the functioning of housing service, or other. And one more day, and the third Auroville Film Festival 2013 will begin. The town hall is getting new feature to its concrete walls, giving the space to special flair, colors, and spirits of festival, of course. Photo exhibition was curated by Dalijit Wadhwa, and photos selected are with the theme of human unity in mind for his series called Lines of Fate. Poster exhibition are by Miguel Silva, Marie, Marco, and filmmakers from Auroville and Bioregion, and art installations are created by Ok, Orson, Reno, Mark, Sassy, and Naushat. But here are some short interviews with the artists working on the installations yesterday. What is this sound?
That's the sound of old film in the wind.
Are we gonna see some new ones?
I hope so. Yes, we're gonna see a lot of different films. But these are old films that were thrown out at Eco Service that are serving as.
That's something like Oak is making heads of?
Oak is working on a CD River.
Oh, I have to see that.
Yeah.
It's Sunday and you guys are here and it's looking much different than normal.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't much of a budget for artwork, so people were invited to make recycled art with found material.
And it is mostly it's recycled. I see the plastic bottles, the glass bottles.
All of this is recycled.
So who's participating?
I know that Oak is, I know Orison is, Mark is, and I see some girls that have arrived. Be nice. They look very excited about what they're doing. It's always good to see people exploring.
Mark, which material have you used?
Wood. Wood and metal from Swayam.
His stuff is not here yet.
But today I'm Renu's tambi.
That's nice.
Thank you. Such a good tambi.
Hi, girls. Can I disturb you? Where are you from?
Chennai.
Chennai. And you?
Nagpur.
Chennai. And you came just for the film festival?
No.
So what are you doing otherwise?
I'm visiting Auroville.
Visiting or volunteering?
No, I'm not volunteering.
I'm volunteering as an architect.
I would need
I'm
to
an intern too.
Architect. Yeah. As the way I see you trying to participate in the creation of the film festival.
Yeah.
Have you visited maybe the last one 2 years ago?
No, we didn't.
Nope. You heard about it before?
No. I didn't hear about the film festival, but I like the Kabir festival. I think they also brought it to Chennai. It was nice. I don't know if Chennai brought it here or they brought it to Chennai, but it was nice.
It was nice, yeah. So what you will do? The theme is recycling, yeah? So the way I see you got some tapes and some bottles. Are you still working on the idea?
No, we have something in mind. Yeah, we just need some time to put it together. We have some scraps from the carpentry also. Mm. And
These things there?
Yeah. So we would be doing this hemisphere with that.
Hemisphere?
This hemisphere.
Oh, okay.
Semicircle.
So it's gonna be like a...
three-dimensional hemisphere, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hemisphere in which sense? In real physical sense or some kind of imaginary thing?
Just the shape of it.
Yeah.
Also the garden. I did half the garden, which is also a sort of a semicircle or hemisphere. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be an abstract thing, or it's because you've got really material like that, wood and earth and then glass bottles, you're trying to impersonate it somehow, the planet Earth or something like that?
I can tell you about the garden. The garden which I... Sorry,
yeah,
because
yeah.
This one is still getting... The garden is a half circle which I wanted to explore. I'm an artist, so I was trying to explore depth and space in between, between the leaves and between what we can see in the garden. So that's what I've tried to do. Explore depth and contour the plants in such a way to show depth and shape.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Archana.
Archana. Oh, you're also writing the songs?
Yes.
You publish them in
poems,
Newsnotes.
Yes.
Okay. You will be also reading the poems for the festival? Singing?
I am singing, yes. I think that would have been too much. I'm feeling a bit too much.
The versatility of your art is really deep or wide.
That's true. I found Auroville fairly supportive of that, of art especially, and music, and I like that. Art more, music little less, but supportive.
Music little less? We got so many musicians, so many festivals.
Yeah, but in art it's really... in art, it's really improv and creative, and I feel a lot of freedom. With music, I still feel there is some structure, there is a lot more seriousness. Not in a good way.
Rigidity.
Rigidity. Yeah, with music. But maybe there is space to grow, I guess.
And I think it also goes with who comes around.
Who comes around?
I mean, it's all depends on the people, not the space... Ultimately,
if
there would be somebody who would be exploring, like Roscoe Mitchell, you know, one sax to another sax, or from one can to another can, that would have that.
Say that again?
Nothing. If you know somebody would come and said, let me play on these bottles and make a concert out of it, then that would be that.
I would like to see more people like that in Auroville who play music naturally, yeah, for sure.
I will let you to explore and we'll see tomorrow, after tomorrow, what will come out of that.
Okay.
What is your name?
Utra.
Utra.
Mansi.
Mansi.
The thing is, it's evolving as we do it. So our idea may not be what it is in the end. So basically what we wanted
to do. You don't have a clue what you're doing, but you're going to do something out of things.
No, basically what we wanted to do
thought about
was it's basically the idea of a pixel. So we wanted to use a smaller object and suspend it, and you make a bigger object out of it.
Okay, that's
and
a clear idea,
we wanted to make a sphere, so they'd be making one circle this way and one circle on the other plane. And then if we made concentric circles, it would make a sphere that looked like it was hanging. I mean, floating.
Those tape cases.
Yeah, but the problem is now it's looking...
They're not too big?
They're really... Huh? Yeah, it's turning out different, but so...
So you're working just on that? Chicken mesh or whatever for the
company. Yeah,
it's
chicken mesh.
Oh, you find out otherwise? You are here for quite some time, yeah?
Yeah,
till 5 months.
I really like it.
So you would be working on this one whole day today?
I think so.
Are you participating with some other things on the festival days from Tuesday onwards?
No, but not really.
Hmm.
But I'll definitely be here to come and check out everything.
It's going to be fun, yeah?
Yeah. And the live music seems like it'll be interesting.
Okay. Besides screening on the three locations in Town Hall, cinema parties, a conference room, and outdoor festival shared with the community guests and friends, also musical performances along with poetry reading every evening between 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Shamiana. We will hear Radio Crazy Vocal, Auroville Troubadours in Action, Joska Anongla, Jivatman, Vera Shakti, Anand Rolf, and others. After official opening tomorrow at Town Hall, we will be able to see first movies of our Real Film Festival 2013. At 7:30 at outdoor venue in front of Town Hall, they will screen Excellent The Help. At Cinema Paradiso, we can see at 7:30 Vera Panay Koala, Not For Sale, and 10 minutes to 8 The World Citizen, and 8:16 One Day Everything Will Be Free, a film on Sadana Forest projects in Haiti. On ourvillefilmfestival.org/festival-program-2013, we check the timings of films that gonna be screened. The World Peace Day is scheduled on Equinox of September 21st as usual, and there are 203 inner peace events registered so far and many more to come. And Peace Day event, it will happen at noon at all time zones, worldwide peace wave, with individuals, organizations and countries are being asked to observe a minute of silence, moment of peace on Peace Day. The simple yet profound and practical action demonstrates that personal and planetary peace are one. Much more on this we can find on cultureofpeace.org/IDP. But here in Orville, we will meet on 21st at 11 a.m. in Unity Pavilion in International Zone with Women Standing for Peace, joining a Mandiali movement for peace for the seven generations. Women and men looking for a different way of living together in this planet. We are going to read the declaration, do some movements for peace, and 10 minutes meditation. Sri Aurobindo in the Synthesis of Yoga wrote, "All must be done for the divine, all must be directed towards the divine." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.